This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Oh, do I feel good! What's up, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting. And it's not even close. As you can see, we have made it back into the friendly confines. I took a full week off, disconnected, did nothing but sit on the beaches of Hawaii, and it was glorious. But I will tell you this. I missed all of you at home. I missed the entire crew. I missed everybody. And we are back today, fired up and ready to go. Now, I come back to a ho-hum day here at the brand. Not great. Not horrible. EC, 2 out of 3. Mikey B, I was so taken back by his 0-2 day. I said, Mikey B, you're right back on the show this morning. So he'll be here in a second. And he's fired up. Now, speaking of today, a busy day for the entire hashtag the crew at CBS Sports HQ. Look at the schedule. 3 p.m. Eastern time. Our man with the energy, Chip Patterson. Then at 6 Eastern, Zach Attack, M Squared, and the Maestro all on the 6 p.m. hour. And then at 8 p.m., we're talking live betting all night long. Zach Attack, M Squared will be there as well. And as you know, many, many, many tweets about this week's final major of the year, the Open Championship. And guess what? Our man Steve Scott is back with Patrick McDonald, with the counselor of Cashley and Ajad and myself today. 3 p.m. Eastern time, we'll break down all of that. And I did look at social media and know that my man, the counselor, was red hot in my absence. And also a nice little live winner last week in the Barbasol as well. So check out the Early Wedge today at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So with all the housekeeping done, let's bring in the stars of the show, because I'm not the only one that was on vacation. No, 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 no. Zach Attack is back. M Squared is back. Everybody's looking all tan and nice. And there's Mikey B coming off his 0-2 day like a rabid dog. How are you feeling today, Mikey? Because you're feeling like this today. Let's turn
I hit both my sight plays, which made me a little happy. But then, of course, I had to choke both on the Early Edge and 5. Maybe it was the EC rub off. I'm not sure. But we'll get them back today.
Did you just say the EC rub off?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Interesting. So EC vibes.
Interesting use of words there. Okay. So we are back. We are ready to go, and I am fired up. So today, it's a full slate of baseball. A full slate of baseball, and also a little UEFA Champions League qualifying today as well. We're going to start on the diamond. And with Mikey back, one of our favorite pets here in the Early Edge universe, it's Chief and Chief's dog of the day. Here's where we're starting. Minnesota Twins +110. Just a slight dog over the Mariners. They lost last night. The Rays losing 3-2 to the Rangers. That's going to be a good series as well. And then the Diamondbacks +175 on the road to take on the Braves. So, Mikey, he's your dog. He's the first pet in the Early Edge universe. You get to go first today. What do you like?
Well, we are apparently having fire drill testing in the building today at this very moment. We're going to go with the Tampa Bay Rays. That's basically where the heat would be down in Texas. So, yeah, we got all this coming in, guys. Sorry if you can hear that. I like the Rays, though. +120. I think this game should be closer to a pick 'em. Ivaldi's been great, a little too good. Rays still a good offense. Now you're putting them in a strong, strong hitting environment overall. High variance spot. Game should be a pick 'em. I'll take the Rays here at +120.
It's always nice when you got a really good team and you match them up against another good team and you find that advantage, which Mikey has done. +120 thinks it should be more like +100, even money. All right, so we've got a race. Zach Attack, you're looking all good and fresh this morning. How are you feeling after your little vacay?
I'm feeling outstanding, Coach. I'm going to look at the last time I actually took a mini trip was down to Arizona for that Arizona Diamondbacks and Atlanta Braves series in early June. They should have won that series. So I'm going to take the Diamondbacks plus 175. We know the Atlanta Braves just came off losing consecutive games for the first time since June 11th and June 12th. So this is a very, very high number. I think it opened Diamondbacks for plus 160. So it has continued to go up. And like I said, the Diamondbacks should have won that series. I was at one of the sports books down in Arizona for the third game. And Eddie Rosario hit a grand slam with two outs in the top of the ninth. I was there with some buddies and we had the Mandalay Bay face where you do the double take. Looking at the screen because we were on the Diamondback side and almost jumped on the Braves plus 350 live, but did not do it. But let's take a shot here. Diamondbacks on the value against the Braves here. And they are the third best team on the road.
The dreaded Mandalay Bay double take. Oh, we've all been there. We've all been there, certainly. All right, Mikey B, we have a Diamondbacks. We have a Rays. Rebecca, thank you very much. She says, welcome back, Coach. Thank you, Rebecca. So, Mikey B, where are you going?
And now we have a Twins. This is a process of elimination pick for me, so I'll take the Twins. I want no part of the Diamondbacks upsetting the Braves in Atlanta. Rays are ice cold. They're 3-7 over their last 10 games, and the Rangers are 31-18 at home. So I'll put my chips here with Bailey Ober. He's been great for the Twins. He's got a 0.97 whip this season, and he's logged five straight quality starts.
All right, so we've got information. It's not just a guess, ladies and gentlemen. They put in the work. Do you want to do the work? Oh, I've missed saying that so very, very much. All right, so we've got picks on all three of those underdogs, and I'm fired up for that today as well. But as you know, we got to pay those pesky little bills. Here's a word from a place where all of my crew is going to be today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I get asked all the time, how do I get CBS Sports HQ? Very, very simple. Download the CBS Sports app. It's right up there in the corner. Click on it, and you see all my guys, every single day on CBS Sports HQ. All right, gentlemen, it's time to play Pick the Prop. Where are we going? And the other day, I saw a tweet because I disconnected, but not all the way. And I saw us hitting this. I think we hit all three in one day. I believe we hit four plays in the Braves game on props with home runs. It was incredible. So today, M squared, I'm coming to you first. Giancarlo, plus 275. Matt Olson. Seems like Matt Olson's been on there every single day. That's how good he's been. And Christopher Morel, plus 325. Where are you going today?
We are going to Matt Olson here. Look, I typically only play hitter props on guys that are on the road in good hitting environments. However, we have an extreme hitting environment today in Atlanta. Pretty easily the best of the season so far in Major League Baseball. Love this spot for him. Don't think we're going to have to worry about the ninth inning at bat coming into play here. Probably gets it done in the first or second plate appearance tonight. Give me Matt Olson.
In the chat, they're saying Austin Riley is plus 320 today. Real quickly, M squared, would you like Austin Riley in this same hitting environment as Matt?
I would, yes. Pretty much all of the Braves 1 through 6, definitely in play.
All right. There you go. Knowledge is power. Hashtag. All right, Zach Attack, I'm coming to you, big boy. What do you like today?
Let's go over to the top of the board there. Giancarlo Stanton, plus 275. Definitely a couple of rough outings for him. 0 for 4 on Sunday at Colorado. 0 for 5 yesterday. But I think he can break out of this slump today. Facing Patrick Sandoval, you know he's going to go 5 innings. And then you're going to see that Angels bullpen as well. So let's take Stanton to break out of his mini slump, plus 275.
I think I saw a stat as I was doing my research this morning that the Yankees are in last place all by themselves for the first time since 1990. Is that right? 1990? I got to double check that, but it's been a long time. They are not playing good at all. Last night, the Yankees lose walk-off fashion to the Angels in the bottom of the 10th. Mikey B, where are you going today?
The two Mikes are in agreement here. I will also take Matt Olson. He's going against Zach Davies, he's only allowed 6 home runs this season, but 4 of them have been to left-handed hitters. As Mikey said, Matt Olson's on fire. He's got 30 home runs in 92 games. He had 34 all of last season. So when he's hot like this, he's also slugging 611 in Atlanta. So I'll make it Olson, 2 of us.
All right, so 2 for Olson, which I absolutely love. Now, I just had a thought as Mikey B was talking, and he brings up early edge and 5. Mikey B, real quick, do you think that maybe, because I haven't been on in a week or so, maybe I should hop into early edge and 5 today just to kind of mess with EC a little bit? What do you think?
Coach, you should always, A, hop in early edge and 5, and B, mess with EC. So... 2 yeses.
Maybe not in that order either. That order. All right. So maybe I'll do that today, 4 p.m. Eastern time. Never forget about the Early Edge and 5. 3 big shows today right here in the Early Edge universe. All right. It's about time to get to our board, but not before we pay one more of those pesky little bills.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Very, very interesting. The FedEx Cup playoffs in our home, CBS. Raise of hands. Does anybody know who might be calling the tour championship this year by chance? Anybody? Just a guess? Anyone?
Is it one of the greatest entertainers of all time?
Mikey B, it's why you're here. This is why you are here. Yes, it is indeed me that will be calling the tour championship. Again, why you're here. Great guesses by M Squared and Zach Attack there as well, because they knew it. They knew the answers. All right, now... You guys are positive. You guys are hitting that like button for me, as you always seem to do. I don't even need to ask you. But you know, if we're not here for a week, if Mikey's missed 2 weeks and we're coming back together, that can only mean one thing. M squared. You know the drill, son! It doesn't matter if he's been gone 2 weeks or what the sport is. We're coming back from the All-Star break, and we're heading in to college football, NFL football. Soccer is back. So, Mikey... M squared, our resident genius, all of the feels today. If you don't mind, please. Give it to me.
All right, Coach. We're going to that Atlanta Braves game hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks. I played the total in this one over 10 at minus 110 last night. It has moved to 10.5. You are still playing a same win condition. We both need 11 runs to win. However, you do lose the push condition at 10. So make sure you're following on Sportsline with the notifications on. You could have played this last night. It was in this range for about 90 minutes or so. So plenty of time if you had those notifications on. But what we're looking at here, extreme hitting environment. We've got temperatures in Atlanta in the 90s today. When we look at our favorite words, air density, the air density index down in the low 50s, this makes it one of basically the best environment in Atlanta all season and one of the best hitting environments in all of Major League Baseball this season here. Now you've got two pitchers on the mound that have struggled a bit. You've got Zach Davies. His favorite pitch is a sinking fastball. What the problem with that is when the air density is lower like this, like Colorado, sinking fastballs don't sink as much as they should. You leave them up over the plate a little too much. The expected weighted on base average on this pitch for him is 399, significantly below Major League Baseball average. Just 9 strikeouts all year on this particular pitch. And then on the other side, Bryce Elder, very similar story. Good with his slider, but the sinking fastball and four-seam fastball, well below Major League Baseball average. I think we see plenty of runs early and often, as these are two of the better offenses in Major League Baseball.
I don't think I really need to say it, but I will, because there's a lot of new people that find our show in the summertime and then they go into the fall. So I'll say this for all of you new people out there. You listen to the last 60 seconds and you know there are hashtag levels to this game. Do you want to do the work? I didn't think so. Now, Mikey B's always ready to do the work, especially when he has a rather off night for him, which is very, very rare. 2-2. But for you that watch the show, you go, oh, he was 0-2. Not the case. If you're a Sportsline member, then you would get all of these picks. In fact, I'm going to do you a solid right here, right now. Use the promo code TROPHY, and I'll give you Sportsline month for $1. After that, you're playing with house money. You can get all of Mikey B's picks, M-Squared's picks, Zach's picks, at least an hour before the show starts, if not the night before. So, Mikey B, I know you're not going to have 2-0-2 days in a row. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I can't let down the Early Edge family again here. So we're going to stay in that Braves game. We talked about Matt Olson with his possibility for home run. I'm going to take him over 0.5 RBI at minus 110. Now, he bats cleanup. Who hits ahead of him? Ronald Acuna Jr., Ozzie Albies, and Austin Riley. That has resulted in him driving in 77 runs already in 92 games this season. He has at least one RBI in 5 of his last 7 games. And we've talked about Davies. He has a 6.37 ERA and a 1.53 whip. I think there's going to be plenty of traffic on the bases in front of Olson, so we'll take him to get at least one RBI in the game. And then we'll go to that Twins-Mariners game. I'm going to take Bailey Ober, over 15.5 outs recorded. Easier said than picked, I guess. That's at minus 115. I'm surprised this line is set so low. He's pitched at least 6 innings in 5 straight starts. He's recorded at least 16 outs in 12 of 14 starts this season. And the Mariners have the 6th lowest on-base percentage in baseball. So I think his pitch count will be low enough for him to hit the over on 15.5 outs recorded.
The translation for those of you that are brand new to this show or to baseball betting, what that means is he's got to go at least 6 innings. There are 3 outs in an inning. 6 innings would be, no, less than that. You said 15.
Yeah, 5 2/3 on this one, Coach.
5 2/3.
Yeah, it's a low number.
Yeah, 5 2/3, and we're good to go. Clearly, I'm not a math major. All right. Now, Mikey, coming back to you, M Squared, they're asking about Braves team total over 5.5 in your game with the over.
So in this particular game, if you have access to it, I don't know, a number of books will, especially DraftKings, I would play either a first 3, a first 5, or a first 7. When they are such a strong home favorite like this, there is a really good chance we're not seeing a bottom half of the 9th inning. Absolutely critical when you're talking about needing the 6th run there. So I like it, but I would prefer if you have access that you find a first 5, which is more common, or a first 7, which definitely still lets you get into the bullpen and get the full complement of outs.
All right, hashtag educate and entertain. Listen to what he said. You're losing an entire at-bat if you bet on the Braves today at home. It matters. Not every time, but it matters. Thank you, Mikey, very much. By the way, Joseph says, any summer league picks Did the Summer League end last night, Zach?
Take the Cavs.
It's over. It's over, but TBT. TBT's right around the corner.
Oh, TBT. But Mikey's right. Take the Cavs. They were your champions of the Summer League this year. But you know Zach's going to be all over that TBT. You better be a Sportsline member. I'm telling you right now. All right, I'm going to let Zach go last today. But I kid you not, this happened while I was on vacation. I kid you not. I woke up to a video from Buckets. And he was like, Coach, I see all this new TikTok stuff that you're going to be doing. And I want to be involved. And he literally sent me a video. And if I could post it, I would post it, but I cannot. And he was just trying to pronounce different names in soccer. If you would like to see videos on TikTok and Twitter of Buckets attempting to pronounce names all around the world, go ahead and just type Buckets into the chat. Also, he'll know that you're thinking about him too, which I think would mean a lot to him today. So if you think Buckets would be entertaining on TikTok, write Buckets into the chat for me. But in the meantime, I got one tweet, one, and it says, Coach, yes, you're a hashtag next level soccer capper, which we all know I am. But they said it's easy to pick both teams to score. It's easy to pick the over. How about you find us an under? Oh, challenge accepted. Today at 1 p.m. Eastern time, let me check my notes. FC Flora, Rakow, Chestachova. We're going to go under 2.5 at minus 138. Now, this is a second leg. It's an aggregate. It's qualifying. They're going to play very close to the vest. It's all about getting forward, getting through. It's not about how many goals you're going to score. It was 1-0 in the first leg, and we believe, me and my team, believe today will be more of the same. You don't need to watch it. Just look at the score and wall me at the pay window. It's what we do. Now, oh, I see a bunch of Buckets in there. They're wanting the TikTok. All right, Zach Attack. I know you've been fired up. Vegas has been very, very busy this summer. Very busy. And it's not going to stop. So, with all the respect in the world, sir, you have the maestro spot today. Let's go.
All right, maestro, gotta make this work here. I'm going to go with the over on Nathan Eovaldi pitching strikeouts, over 5.5 strikeouts, minus 110 on the juice. I think this is a buy low spot for him. You examine what he's been doing pre-All-Star break. He's been still doing great, still double-digit wins, low ERA, but his strikeouts started to taper off. He's went under this prop in 4 straight starts, and he's coming off a season low of just 3 strikeouts his last outing on July 6th, but he has that long break. He's had 12 days rest between starts. I know he pitched 1 inning in the All-Star game, but 12 days off, and he had 6 strikeouts earlier this year against the Tampa Bay Rays. So you look at this Rays team, they are struggling a little bit right now, 3-9 over their last 12 games, had just 5 hits for the entire game in game 1 against the Texas Rangers last night. So I look at Nathan Eovaldi, this is a get right spot for him. He's going to go over this, at least get to 6 or 7 strikeouts. Let's play over 5.5 Ks.
All right. He has been maybe the surprise of 2023 this year. What a bounce back year for Nathan Eovaldi. All right. A couple of things from the chat. James says, will Early Edge have a show for college football predictions, national championship plays? M Squared, do you want to take that one?
I think we'll definitely have a show for it. As far as who I think is going to win the national title, I think Georgia is going to three-peat, personally.
There you go. You're getting a lean in July. You're getting a lean in July. Rex says, Buckets owns coach in the soccer capping world. What world are you living in, Rex? And I didn't know you want to be blocked on a Tuesday morning either. That's crazy, crazy, crazy. All right. I believe that is all that I need to get to in the chat. So grab your paper, grab your pencil. Remember, this is the first of 3 big shows today. Here is the recap courtesy of my man, the Snake, always on the ones and the twos. M Squared, Braves, Diamondbacks, over 10, minus 110. Maybe a little hesitation on the Braves team total. They are the home team today. That matters. Zach Attack, Nathan Eovaldi, over 5.5 Ks, minus 110 for the Rangers at home today against the Rays. Then Mikey B. This will be a bounce back day for him. Matt Olson, over 0.5 RBI, minus 110. Bailey Uber, over 15.5 outs recorded. He gets to the 6th inning. We are good to go, basically. And then Jason in the chat is trying to educate me on how you pronounce soccer names. Coach, it's pronounced RC. I know that. I like to flex my soccer capping muscles every now and then by pronouncing the entire thing. Plus, we're big in that country, whatever country that is. All right. So good to be back. It is so good to be back. But remember, just because it's July does not mean that we take a break. Whoever is here is locked and loaded. So with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. RC. I know it's RC. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Lumbo, M Square, Sack Attack, Mikey B, and of course the Snake always running the show. How good does the show look now? Are you kidding me? Not even close. Not even close. I am the coach, simply trying to keep this train on said track. We grind for you so we can win with you. I think I will show up on Early Edge in 5 today. I'm feeling good. It's what we're all about right here. Have a great day from the Early Edge. Good luck.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.